1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. An impressive victory for you guys on Saturday. Your 6th straight win and rollover Patriot League champ Lehigh, 59-29. What pleased you most about your team's effort Saturday?
Well, just want to start off congratulating Sean in New Hampshire on their win and wish them luck for moving forward this weekend. You know, I think it was a game that we knew we were going to have to score points there. We're a very good offensive team all year long. I mean, they put 35 up against Villanova early in the year. They were averaging about 38 points a game, 460 yards a game, very efficient offensively. So we knew we were going to have to score points. They had let up some points during the year, let up big plays. We needed to play errorless football and keep the field long, so we didn't have any turnovers, which was awesome. We kept them in a long field. Our punter pinned them inside the 5 3 different times. And we were able to be efficient when the game was over. And, you know, so I think pleased with the performance, pleased with us being able to focus on the opponent at hand, which was Lehigh.
I know we've talked when you guys played Richmond and some other high-scoring offenses about the game plan of being able to hang on to the ball and keep it away from their offense, and you certainly did that. 354 yards and 6 touchdowns on the ground, 4 different backs with at least 59 yards. Was that a big focus of the game, was to try to get that ground game going?
Yeah, I mean, we thought we could be successful. We actually had our first touchdown, about a 45-yard run, called back because of a penalty. So it would have been another one. But, yeah, it was a focus. I think we felt physically we would be able to match up well against them. And, you know, certainly if you can run the ball efficiently, you know, I think it opens up your play action pass and your other things, which helped us.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him this morning, hit star 1 on your keypad, and we got a few in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Hope you're doing well.
How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. Talk about your balance. I know Stacy Bedell, I've referred to him for a couple of years now as a stud in this league as a running back. And you've got really a stable back there that we saw on Saturday. But the passing game, how the balance, how important that is to what you try to accomplish every Saturday?
Well, it's been a huge factor in our progression as a program this year. You know, we really have spent enough time on understanding that, you know, you can run the ball efficiently, but your ability to create big plays in the pass game, especially in the red zone, is real important as teams tighten down. So, you know, we're pleased with it. Each and every game we're going into it saying, you know, we're going to take what the other team gives us. So, in some games, we haven't been as efficient running the football because people have put more people closer to the line of scrimmage, but we've been able to throw the ball efficiently. In some games that they didn't, we were able to run the ball a little bit more efficiently. So, you know, I think our offensive staff, our offensive coordinators, we have co-coordinated, done a great job in the planning, and our kids have responded well to taking what they give us theory.
And lastly, Coach, playing a conference team, although you didn't face JMU this year, in the second round, would you prefer to see someone from your own conference later, or does it matter at this point to you?
Well, you know, it's an uncontrollable factor. So, you know, once again, when we were picked to make the playoffs, that was an awesome accomplishment for our program. And, you know, our ability to focus on Lehigh last week was the most important thing. So, you know, JMU obviously were in our eyes once we saw that would be the second opponent. And, you know, playing a team that's number one in the country all year long, who won the national championship last year, who won our conference this year, certainly is a huge challenge. But I think it's obviously an exciting thing, and I think it's helped our kids focus last week because, you know, they wanted the opportunity to meet the best team. And, you know, if you're going to be the best, you got to be able to meet the best. You know, certainly they're outstanding. You know, I can go on and on about them. We just got to take care of ourselves.
All right. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
You got it.
And your next question is from the line of Greg Monty with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Chuck, I know you guys last saw JMU in 2015, and obviously there's been changes at JMU since with the coaching staff, but obviously the defense has kind of grown a lot since then. What do you see as kind of the biggest changes that they've made defensively since you last saw them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of those kids we did play against, you know, I think Mike has done a tremendous job of preaching, and I've listened to him over the, you know, the past 18 months he's been there, of the physicality of the game and winning the game at the line of scrimmage, and you could see a difference there. Certainly, they're really well coached. I mean, they fit their gaps. Their kids know exactly where this to be versus every adjustment, versus every formation, and you know, they remind them a lot of our defense. We're going to be there to make the play. The extra hat is always there. They're not leaving it for chance. And, you know, as a result, you know, their statistics are just amazing right now, and what they've done against some great offenses. And it'll be a huge challenge for us.
And then just a couple of quick questions on a few of your players. I know Ray Bolden didn't play this past week. I know he's a good player in the NCAA. I don't know. I guess Jordan Scarborough was ejected this past Saturday. Are those two guys going to play against JMU?
Well, Jordan will be playing. Unfortunately, Ray is out, so that's not any new news. He's got a foot sprain, and probably can be back soon. I don't think it'll be for this weekend, but if he is ready, he will play. You know, but we've played without Ray a lot this year. Unfortunately, he had some hamstring injuries. So, you know, next man up, and, you know, JMU lost some guys earlier in the year, and they continued to win. That's what you got to continue to do in this league.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chuck, with Ray out on Saturday, Harrison Jackson, I know he caught the big pass and had 100 yards and caught the Hail Mary against Maine to finish, but another big game, a 76-yard TD, 122 yards, and a guy that has dealt with his own injuries throughout his career and is really stepped up here in the last few weeks. Just talk about him overcoming those injuries and what he's gone through to get to this point.
Yeah, I think it's pretty special when you could overcome three ACLs to the same knee and still have the focus and determination to want to be great. And that's really what he's done. He's and throughout the year, he's been an integral part of what we've done. Obviously, Ray's gotten the press and has been the lead guy. And but, you know, we felt very comfortable that we had a great 1-2 punch. And, you know, number two is now number one. And Nick Anderson has stepped into the number two role as an outside guy. And Donnie Washington, who's our inside receiver, they just got to step to the plate. So I think the thing about Harrison is he's very talented. Obviously, that's why he was at BC. And, you know, he's really playing with more confidence now. And he's really excited that he's the lead guy.
Got another question to you, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach, what makes JMU JMU? What differentiates them between other league teams and other FCS teams at this point?
Well, you know, I was part of a 30-game winning streak as a head coach at the Division III level. I think when you get that confidence in yourselves and what each and everybody can do, it really makes you play special on the football field. And what I see them is they take the field with the proper type of swagger, you know, and not making a lot of mistakes. Great teams don't make mistakes. You don't see blown coverages on film. You don't see misassignments on offense. You see 50-50 balls won by the receiver. You see broken tackles by the running back. You see a quarterback that doesn't throw the bad ball. And then you flip the side to the defense, and you see the 50-50 balls being won by the defense. Every ball being contested, guys running to the football. And I think, you know, once again, as I said, Mike's done a great job. They obviously have talented players, but I think it's more than just talent. It's guys playing together. And, you know, they've won quite a few games in a row right now, and that's not by chance.
Hey, if I could follow up, your defense is good against the run. Their defense is good against the run. It might come down to who can throw it. And when you look at Madison's receivers, there's really not one guy you can target, is there? I mean, they got several fellows in the same ballpark statistically.
Yeah, and I think you know, I think we've always approached every game with you've got to make sure you do what you do, and you know, you put a plan together to hopefully neutralize the attack that they have, not necessarily a specific player. You know, once again, if all we do is come out and try to stop the run as a defense, then teams will throw on you. So there's balance in your philosophy. I think what we just need to do is be Stony Brook and play Stony Brook football, which is fast and physical, and you know, be able to control it. The one thing you can't do is allow the big plays. And if you keep the big plays away, then there's a controllable factor in every offense that you you go up against.
Thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome.
All right, Chuck. Thanks, as always, for the time today. Safe travels to Harrisonburg.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.